The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Baby making isn't simple, and trust me, I know from experience. There is also a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant.
We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Free to Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find your Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Today's episode of Two Teas in a Pod, we're just going to tell everyone to go F kick themselves. Rocks and F off.
It's one of those things, one of those days. It was quite a weekend. I had a headache, bad headache all weekend long.
Me too. I had a headache. Well, mine started really, I can't tell if I have a headache or something's wrong with my eyes. Like
Me too. And it's so funny because yesterday we we were texting and I think you said it first. You had a headache? Yeah. I'm like, I do too. I was literally laying in my recliner, which I have actually, I'm done with it. I'm officially.
Thank God, because I'm done with hearing about it.
I know. I'm officially sleeping in bed, but I'm like a turtle when I'm on my back. I can't like, I'm surprised I don't have a bald spot in the back of my head because I can bear, it's very hard for me to move from side to side. But anyways, like my eyes hurt so bad. So made me believe that it was sinuses. But then we were talking about it and I'm like, girl, if I get my period just because you have it, our friendship is over.
No, you said if my period comes back just because like, we're friends. I was like, if you undo your menopause and come back and I'm hoping that maybe these symptoms that I'm having are menopause.
They're not menopause. There's a lot of symptoms to menopause. Actually, I never really got symptoms.
I never did. All I know is in regards to the
I mean, except for the belly gain and you have to really, you know, buckle up on your diet and up your cardio and all those great things.
Well, the biggest thing for me is the fact that I really thought my eyes were fully going. I told you I went to the eye doctor. They switched me. I just went back again after a couple months and they switched me to these progressive lenses so I can see far away. And then when I look down, I can still see my phone, like all that. They're kind of hard to adjust to, but when I take them off, anything further away than this computer screen, I cannot see. So I email my agent and I'm like, hey, I can't see when I don't have my glasses on. I don't like wearing contacts. Can you reach out and see if one of these like LASIK places wants to do a deal with me? And he's like, yeah, perfect. Emails them. He's like, oh, they'd be interested. What's your prescription? So I call the doctor, send it in. And they're like, your prescription's too low to get LASIK. So now I'm like, What is happening to me? Why can't I see?
Okay, if it's too low? I did the same thing. A little bit older than you, I did the same thing. And it's just aging eyes. I've always had really good vision. And like even now my readers are like a 1.2, I think. And my distance isn't bad. And I went in there going, I have a brain tumor or I'm going blind. I don't know which one it is, but you need to do all the tests you have to do to figure this out. And she's like, your eyes are actually really good for your age. I'm like, they're not. I'm telling you. She goes, it's just because you've had really good eyesight your whole life.
I don't like this new transition.
Well, just wait. Wait till closer you get to 50.
Ugh. Well, and plus that, and I don't know how much I like share this, but because I have anxiety and because I have insomnia, I sometimes will take things to sleep. Like Unisom or
don't take those.
Well, listen to what I'm saying. Okay. So on Friday, I went to this naturopath doctor who's like goes through and does all your testing and whatever. And he's like, you cannot be taking any of these things to help you sleep. You can't do it. I'm here to tell you that I now am on 742 supplements, like that he's given me, like all of these supplements. God. And I maybe slept 27 minutes each night. Like, I'm like, so now even more so, I'm like, I can't be taking things to sleep because now this has created this new, like,
dependency. Take natural stuff, like Lights Out from Vina. I know.
Why do you think I texted you yesterday, Tamara?
I know. I'm going to
send me Lights Out because I'm not sleeping.
For me, like, for the Lights Out, I only take a half of one now. Like, before I used to take a full one. Now I'm going backwards.
I don't need you to brag. I just need you to send a little package over.
I'm going to send it.
Send a package over because I can't. I need to be able to sleep because my memory is, you know, it's gone to shit.
Mine
too. Now I'm on 5,000 supplements trying to live my best life. At least I have energy today. good thing because the amount of Instagrams about all of the things going on in the housewife world.
That's enough to keep you up all night long.
I mean, I think I sent to our group text at like 4 a.m. another update. Like, I'm like, oh, here we go.
Another update. A lot of bullshit out there. A lot of people just coming to conclusions or assumptions and thinking they know it all.
Here's the one thing that I can say from the beginning, because I did a little Q&A that said, like, what are the questions you have for me and Tamara? And everybody's like, Teddy, Tamara, have you spoken to Brandy? Have you had any conversation? Do you know what's going on? And the answer is no.
No. Nope, 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 nope.
No, I do not. No. And I think no matter what it is that we see out there, all we can do is read like the People article that's here. I'm not going to go off what the 1,000 bloggers are saying. I haven't had any personal conversations with Brandy or Caroline Manzo. And what we also have to remember is that Bravo or Peacock or any of the people involved have not issued any statement. So until we know we can do is
just
hurt
calm
people
your tits, people. Calm your tits. It sounds like it's going to be a exciting season of the Ultimate Girls Trip. We're excited for it. It's probably not going to be out for quite some time. So
I think we have to wait. And then obviously when Girls Trip airs, we will be documenting what happens and give our opinions.
Yep.
So that at that point, we can say who we thought was right, wrong, talk shit, whatever we want to do, talk about what's inappropriate, what's not. But going through one leaked like video of like a dinner setting and a million different bloggers' assumptions on what happened. I'm like, nothing's been released. That's all we can do from here.
Yeah. Well, the same person that leaked it also leaked a story that Gretchen stole the show and that there's talks about a spinoff.
Hold on. What? I didn't see this.
Oh yeah. And I'm like, interesting. I wonder where that came from.
Hold on. Gretchen stole the show.
That's the same person that leaked the originally, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
So. Well, the one thing I did hear was that was not the case.
Moving on.
Okay, moving on to something I said from day one. You guys gave me heat about it. People DM me about it, but I said that I was not the world's biggest fan of Nina. I thought she was too rich, had too much to lose to ever be messy on the show.
She went out in class. She put out a post that basically said it was an honor. I was It was an honor to be part of the debut season of The Real Housewives of Dubai and to help Bravo bring this beloved franchise to the city I call home. Ollie 44 said in a statement, I'm grateful to the network, Andy Cohen, and the team at Truly Original for welcoming me into this extended family and for embracing the diversity of Rich's Dubai, has to offer. 2023 has already brought me many exciting opportunities my way, including an emerging new business, new home, and new adventures. So for now, moving my attention away from the show will allow myself the space to focus on new challenges. So she went out and stop it. I thought she was sweet and nice.
She was sweet and nice, but just say it.
She's being politically correct here.
It's not politically correct.
The network wants it. She wants it. Like, you're not unlike me. I'm like, they fired me.
Yeah, I know. I was the first one to ever do that. Yeah. I was the I first one. Fired. I got fired. But I just, these kind of things just. It's all these exciting new opportunities. I do wish her the best. I think she's a good person. I think she has a beautiful family.
Yes. Yes.
But she had too much to lose.
Do you know anything about this next story? You have any inside info? Okay.
So the next story is Robbie Williams' wife, Ida Field, turns down the chance to become a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills despite a reported offer of $150,000. This is coming from Daily Mail. I personally do not think Ida ever would have said yes to the show regardless.
Do you think she got an offer?
I think she's friends with somebody that works on the show, and there's always it's an extended, like, if you ever want to come on, we would love to have you.
Either it's an offer or it's not an offer. They have I call bullshit, because nobody knows what that offer is. If I got an offer for something, I wouldn't go out in the public and say, well, I was offered $150,000 and I turned it down.
I don't think that happened. And I don't think she put it out there that that happened either. I think it's people speculating the same way that, remember when they were like, Denise was offered $1 million to be on her first season of Real Housewives. And I was like, bullshit. I just think Ida doesn't want to.
I was like, really? We need to talk. The Daily Mail reported over the weekend that Eddie, myself, and my son, who in the picture is a little boy named Johnny, who is 9 years old, attended Supercross. And I mean, the parents sent me the message. He is a little up and coming star, but he is not our son.
I really thought you had a child I didn't know about.
I know. I'm like, if we did have a son, it would be Eddie's dream son, because he's a motocrosser.
The next one, to me, this is not shocking, but
we don't even know if this is true.
We don't know if it's true. This is page six. Bravo has lost interest in the Real Housewives of New York legacy as contract talks stall over money. The Real Housewives of New York City legacy show may not happen, Page Six has learned, because of a dispute about how much the cash should be paid. We're told that Bravo has hit pause on the contract negotiations, with sources close to the cast telling us the network is lowballing them. While production insiders huff that the talent think that they should... Essentially, all the women have banded together, said they want to make a certain amount. They're on a pause right now, trying to figure.
I would halfway believe it until I read towards the bottom where they think they should get the same amount as what Friends got in their heyday, which is $1 million an episode.
They met Friends, like Friends. Thought they met Friends.
Friends, the show Friends.
I'm sorry, please.
That's when I'm like, okay, this is a bullshit story.
The day that you think that you're Jennifer Aniston, anyone?
Yeah, and you're on reality TV, that's when you need to check yourself, boo.
You need to check yourself, boo.
So I don't know. I haven't heard anything about this personally, that it's on hold or whatever. I think it's going to happen. I think it should happen. I also think they need Ramona.
I think
they're just trying to figure it out. And sometimes when negotiations happen, they happen. And sometimes people leak this stuff to try to
get what they want.
And which is so stupid, because that's not the way to get what you want.
Yeah. It's just going to piss off the higher ups.
Yeah. Yeah. Stupid.
But I got to say, I mean, I kind of don't care. I'd rather watch Miami on loop than Real Housewives of New York Legacy. I'm just being honest. I know what they all have. I love them.
It's hard to compete with Miami. I'll give you that. I wouldn't mind just get some new girls in New York and throw in Dorinda, throw in Luann, throw in Sonia, and some new ones. Like Leah. I don't know.
People really have issues with her.
Well, they have issues with you too.
Guess what? I won a poll. Speaking of.
Oh, what was it?
Let me accept my award here.
Wait, should I get an award?
Hold on. I wish I had an award. I'll pretend this candle is an award. So the award I won was who gets the most hate of any housewife? And it's between me, Melissa Gorga, Leah, Giselle. Who's the last person? Oh, that's it.
That's it.
And in a shocking turn of events,
I won
by a landslide.
Oh, yay, Teddy.
I did it again.
I am not 56% you won, it says. 56%. I just looked it up. I didn't know the other girls got hate. I mean, we all get hate.
Yeah.
So Melissa Gorga gets a lot of hate?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She gets a lot about she wouldn't be on without Teresa. She doesn't add anything to the show. Teresa fans are brutal. They're like, you know, LVP fans. So like if once you do that person wrong, then.
Yeah.
But somebody said, so this is why I embrace the hate. In that same token, I got a text from somebody pretty high up over at another situation involving housewives, and they said, hey Teddy, I just wanted to say congratulations. You are officially the first housewife that has made the crossover into the podcast world and made it a success. So Tamara, that goes to you as well.
I was gonna say, what about me, bitch?
This is my first. I brought you on. No, but
this is a brand new podcast.
I didn't realize that it was us.
Wow.
I didn't realize that we were the first one.
I didn't get that message.
You want me to copy and paste it and send it to you? Just so it feels like you got it?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I'll share it with you, Tam. But my point is, I didn't even realize. So it's like, in the same token that I get a lot of hate. You get a lot of hate. You're probably going to get more hate once.
I've already started. I'm turning my social media off when I go back to the show. I have a lot of lovely moments. But I have a lot of heated moments. So, you know, guys, don't hate on me. You wanted me back. You wanted me fired. Like, you're never happy. So just roll with it, okay?
Can I ask you a question?
Just know I come from a good place.
I just need to ask you a question. Because I'm starting to already think about it. This was one of the questions. When is the show coming back? I know you can't answer. My guess is in, like, the next couple of months. If allegedly Beverly Hills is going to start filming shortly. Then we've got, what do we have coming out that's about to start airing? Jersey.
We have Jersey next week.
Jersey next week. And then which is, you guys, so good. We already watched it.
I've already watched the first episode. It is so, I literally got chills when the opening. Literally got chills.
We cannot give anything away, but we will be recapping it and you are going to love it. And we love one of the new girls. We're not going to tell you which one.
Oh my God. I love her so much. I have never seen a newbie come out of the gate like that. Like, I love you. I love them all. If I could just go to another show, it would be Jersey. Cause I feel like I'm misunderstood. I'm misunderstood in Orange County. I can go over to Jersey and I can throw things and I can yell and scream and then we can be friends again. And you know, no big deal. OC, it's kind of frowned upon.
Well, that's what brings me to my next question. You and I can razz each other like we just did about the first podcast, those types of things.
Yeah.
But how are you going to take it if I have to recap with you and whoever it is that's going to be, you know, my co-host during Orange County times, and I'm not going to see eye to eye with you?
Not well, bitch. No, you know what? Honestly, of course, go for it. Like, there's people that I do.
But this is what I just need to know from you. No matter what.
I will be fine. I will be fine. I know when I'm an asshole. I know when I look like an asshole. You know, I wasn't on great terms with Emily last year. You know, I hadn't talked to her, but I left the show not on good terms. But last season, when I watched it, I said a lot of great things about her. Because when you're watching as a viewer, like we do, like you take it for each episode.
If you're comparing our friendship to be as close as you as and Emily right now, I'm offended.
I find you a professional, except for when it comes to Beverly Hills. Except for recapping Beverly Hills. I expect you to do your job, Teddy.
All right. Then I expect you to not get your feelings hurt and be.
Do you know I don't have any feelings?
Listen, sometimes you have feelings. I can tell in your
sometimes.
Tone. I know. And, but the good thing about moments. Your feelings is they're diminishing. They go quickly.
I get pissed or hurt. And then I'm like, okay, what's next?
She'll, but know what she does, guys? She just won't write me back. So then I have to, she makes me call. And then I have to be like,
and which hey. is worse. Cause then in my head, I'm like, ah, she's calling now.
And so I have to call and I'm like, hey, we good? And she's, I'm fine. It just annoyed me when this happened, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I know. Why do you have to make me call? I hate calling people.
So do I. But at least you call. You're good. Like, yeah, if you were pissed off at me, I'm like, ah, fuck, she'll get over it.
Yeah. I do get over it. I mean, that, but I've never been that pissed off at you. But I'm an overthinker, so I always think people are pissed off at me. And you know what? Most of the time they are.
Yeah, well.
Is what it
is. Screw them if they can't take a joke.
Screw them. Let's see if we have any more questions we need to answer before we get going on the Potomac recap.
Before we start Potomac, I just want to say, it's a very serious conversation. I don't care how close we are. I don't care how drunk we are. I don't ever want to see your cookie.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I accidentally saw your tits the one time because you wore that jacket that kept coming undone.
Yeah, I busted my pin.
We put it, I mean, we really used a high class safety pin.
Yeah, to get through
open.
Yeah, through sequence. Yeah.
But what I am seeing the most of in regards to this Potomac episode, which I didn't necessarily think that much, and I'm curious what you did, is people are thinking this is all forced and a made up situation that they just did for drama. Do you think that?
That didn't even enter my mind.
I know. So
I felt like this was kind of a filler. This kind of a filler. You know, they're back from their trip and it was just, I felt like it was kind of a filler.
But like fan thoughts, we're going to start there. Forced, not organic. This is awkward. Charisse may have started the group, but there's absolutely no reason she needs to be there. I love that these women are confident, but this feels so forced. Like everyone is going on that kind of.
There was a lot of girl stuff.
Well, let's take a little break stuff. And then we come back and discuss.
Okay.
Welcome to a brand new season of MILF Manor.
I am ready to find love in this lake house. Are you
ready for it? The pop culture phenomenon is back on TLC.
Everyone here is looking for a real connection.
I will fight for what I want, and you are what I want. May the best man win.
And this season, the twist.
This is crazy.
Is even more.
What's going on?
Twisted.
Are you serious right now?
MILF Manor returns Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby. With a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you. Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out Sleep Gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
So we are back to talk about Potomac, and we start with Robin talking about her wedding. And I got to tell you this. I saw Robin's family fun day. Do you remember that? Remember
when she had the Yes.
After watching that, I don't know that I need to see how the planning of a two-person wedding goes. And if getting your nails done, a cake, and figuring out what hairstyle you need to do takes She's you like more than a month.
Yeah, but what I did like is that the official whistleblower of Potomac showed up just to drop a bomb and walk out. She comes in like she was still on vacation, and I'm talking about Ashley. She walks in, like dressed like she's still on vacation, dropped the bomb off, and left.
But did you see how excited she was to do it?
Yes.
This is why I love her. She's not beating around the bush, if you know what I mean. But she is like,
no. Yeah, they're like, hey, guys, nobody else wants to go in there and talk about this. So Ashley's like, pick me. I'll do it. I'm really busy right now. I have somewhere to go. But I'll just drop in, drop the bomb, and get out.
And I didn't even have time to look at the second dress. Which leads me to my next question, which is about the dresses. I know I'm no fashionista, but I don't know that I would go to Giselle to help me pick out my wedding dress.
Oh, snap. You're really going there.
Well, oh, I think Giselle is beautiful, but I'm not like, well, you know what?
I say if you're going to Jamaica, put on a bathing suit, go on the beach. Like, just it doesn't have to be formal. You don't have to have this. She's making this seem like it's only two people, but yet she's having her kids fit for tuxes or suits, and she's going to wear a full-on gown.
My guess is it's going to be all the same people that are at her brother's wedding. Because remember, it's the day after.
Do you think that's really going to happen? Because I don't think that actually happened. Because didn't we hear she just got married?
Well, yeah, but we haven't seen anything. That's why we haven't. If she would have just gotten married, we would have. If it's not.
No, there was a report that she just recently took out. I think. Didn't I hear she just recently took out a marriage license just like in the last month or so?
But some people get married in other countries and then they don't actually file in the United States.
And then they have to.
Like I got married in Paris and it's not like legally binding until you. Do it at the courthouse and blah, 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 all
the
things.
Gotcha. I never thought about that. I know. But Giselle suggests the bachelorette party, steak and lobster strip club. And I thought when I heard her say that, that's not a thing. That is not a thing. It's a thing.
It was a thing.
I mean, steak looked pretty disgusting, but.
But before we even get to that portion, it seems obvious that Giselle already knew what Ashley was going to drop the tea on. Like, how would she
Why do you say that?
Because how would she just guess that out of anywhere? She's like, oh, so we all hung out. And then she's like, are you saying vagina?
Oh, I didn't catch that. I didn't catch
that. Yes. Like, she Ashley's like, I'm not going to.
She got a little overexcited.
Yeah. Like, it's definitely one of those things. Like,
she probably heard from somebody else.
Yeah. I think this was all like, I mean, something about this. Like maybe the group chat had been discussing it because all of them are now that I have looked at the fan thoughts, all of them handled it pretty well. The only person we don't know how they handled it is Wendy because she hasn't been any of the group things, but we do see a confessional where she talks about it and she seems chill.
Yeah. Question.
Yeah.
Do you go to strip clubs with Edwin?
No.
No. So
I mean, I have, in Vegas.
I don't think I've ever gone to a strip club with Eddie, ever. I mean, he went for a bachelor party, but it was filmed. but I didn't go.
I mean, I don't, it's not something like if we're going to party, we'd rather like party with our friends and, you know.
I think I'm at that age now where it's good. I've done it before. Like me is like, yeah, I go for lunch, have a little steak and lobster and a little vajayjay in my face. I'm like, wait, what? You go by yourself?
Okay. So then Robin says Karen's not invited to her bachelor party and she doesn't believe Wendy is genuine and wants to be a friend. So she isn't invited either. Do you think this is more them wanting to punish Karen and Wendy with less screen time?
Or... maybe. I don't know. I never really thought about it like that. My mind doesn't go there. But it's just a dick move, I guess. Like, okay, I'm going to cause some drama. We're back from our trip. Cause drama. I'm not going to invite two people. That means those two people are going to go and talk and it's going to stir up more shit and, you know.
But I personally
the housewife hamster wheel.
Well, I thought Karen, I understand why Karen wasn't invited to this. I was like, listen, yeah. she took it too far. But Wendy, I would have laughed too if I heard Karen say that Juan was hitting on her. Like, that was
I
funny.
Would too.
Like, it's I like, come too. On, Karen. Come on.
Let's stop that.
Yeah.
So wait, Wendy and Karen were the ones that went to lunch, right?
Yeah, Wendy and Karen went to lunch. Oh, what about Karen then being like, I'm going to make sure that Robin sees this. And it's her with the candle wick thing. And she's like handing the check. And then she's like, take a picture of this. So, as if Robin's going to be so jealous. Like, we're not going to see this 75 wick candle
so, for somebody
at
that,
Home Goods.
But the thing is, that's so weird. For somebody that has a business and we move a lot of product, like, I don't hand a check.
Yeah, what is she handing?
We have accounts. She bought a certain amount. I don't know what it was, but then she paid for 8,000 of them, and she gave a deposit of like 5,000, or it might have been
vice
versa.
Was it a personal check?
Like,
I'm confused.
I know. I'm like, okay, that's weird, but that's not how I do business. But okay, yeah. But I had to die laughing when they were talking. Wendy and Karen were talking at lunch, and she said something like, "Well, I don't care about the picture. They wouldn't show me the picture, but I don't care about the picture." Then they do a flashback and Wendy's like, can I see the picture? And Robin goes, no, you good. No, you good. You don't need to see it.
They don't good. Even know the picture. It's fine. Then we get the, okay. What?
Ashley calls Robin at lunch. Blow the whistle. Guess what? Yeah. Bachelorette party, you're not invited. Gotta go. Bye. Click.
She's the hardest working housewife in Bravoverse. Like,
little pint sized, baptized, and highly prized. She just goes and drops bombs everywhere.
I love when you credit yourself, whether you're complimenting someone else. That's, you know,
she's
what?
An icon.
Icon moves, but she does it so effortlessly. But I don't know why. She doesn't bother me when she does it.
Me either. I love
her
for it.
She's so happy to do it.
She does it with a smile. She can tell you to go F off with a smile and you're like, okay.
I know, because then we need to get to like what happens with her later in the episode, which she took that well too, which also made me think, did they already know this was coming?
It's like you can't piss Ashley off. It just doesn't happen. She doesn't have that gene, I don't think.
Well, it's happened in the past, but it hasn't really happened this season.
No.
Maybe it's happy because she's getting some D from people other than Gollum.
Ugh. You think?
Then Candace Hopefully. Is giving the narrative of Mexico and Chris is like,
the lowdown. Give your husband the lowdown. Eddie loves that.
Yeah. But Chris is actually quite lovely at taking a lowdown. Like, he even asks questions. He's like, did you guys do anything fun? Did you do anything other than talk about the husbands the entire time?
And then he goes, oh, there goes Wendy going after another husband.
But my favorite part of this was the old ladies was fighting.
I know. I died. Because I would have fallen into that old lady category. Because what is she, 32 or something?
Between that and grabbing on that cookie monster ass bitch in front of me. Like, I realize, why is Candace able to make an insult so funny?
But who was she calling a cookie-ass monster?
The friend.
Is the friend. Okay, I didn't catch that.
Remember
I looked
the
down.
Friend with the eyebrows?
Yeah. So I look down at my phone because I'm taking notes. And then I hear her say that and I look up and it was gone. I didn't bother to rewind.
Welcome to a brand new season of MILF Manor.
I am ready to find love in this lake house. Are you
ready for it? The pop culture phenomenon is back on TLC.
Everyone here is looking for a real connection.
I will fight for what I want, and you are what I want. May the best man win.
And this season, the twist.
This is crazy.
Is even more.
What's going on?
Twisted.
Are you serious right now?
MILF Manor returns Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby. With a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you. Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out sleep gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
Then Mia tells Giselle. So this is like when they're planning the actual bachelorette party.
And I was surprised that it was the first time Giselle was ever at Mia's house.
But people were commenting online, is that really Mia's house? It didn't look like Mia's house.
Well, it's not her house anymore.
Well, yeah, but people are saying that entryway looked like the entryway that she's in now, of that place, of the penthouse she's in. So people are trying to decipher if that's a pickup or not.
I think she doesn't have the penthouse anymore.
No, she has the house. She doesn't have her house anymore. She's in a penthouse now.
Oh, okay.
But Mia tells Giselle that Wendy showed her vagina and spread her legs, and Mia showed Wendy hers too. Mia thinks Wendy hasn't been jealous of her. It was just sexual energy. Mia says Wendy did touch her vagina.
Her vagina.
Her vagina. When I want it fancy, I call it my vagina. Mia says Wendy did touch her vagina and said it was pretty. Is it wrong that we don't really get to see Wendy's side of the story, or did production just want this to be a final point of contention?
I feel like we will hear. I don't think we're done with this story. But another thing I'd have to say is this cannot be good for Wendy's business. Isn't she a professional?
Well, I mean, I think being a professional and being sexually explorative is fine.
Telling on national TV, on saying national, I spread my, like, I know, not, like, certain people great. That, yeah, the certain people have careers that I've filmed with before, and they're like, oh, I could never do that. I would lose my actual career.
This is where I think it's problematic. And it's one thing that Mia said, I think, to Giselle, but she said, we didn't take it any further because we hadn't discussed it with our husbands yet and gotten approval. But then later on in the episode, we find out that they allegedly kissed. So then did they take it further or did they not? And then all of a sudden it came out that there was a group four kiss.
Oh my God. If somebody ends with a black eye, I'm out.
I don't know, but I see, I think until I hear her position on that, like, because the way she kind of said it was like, she said she wants to eat my box. And then that's what Wendy said about Mia. And then Mia is changing it and saying it was all Wendy. So until I hear Wendy's side, yeah, I am not prone to trust anything.
Look at you being like an attorney and shit.
Yep, I can't help it. That's why they pay me the big bucks, Pam. I got big brain.
You want to hear both sides.
I want to hear
you
both
have lost
sides.
Your housewife curve.
Listen,
look at you.
I want to hear both sides. Here's the thing. I don't really love either of these women. They're not like my favorite.
So you're giving them both the benefit of the doubt.
So I want to give them both the benefit of the doubt. I don't like that I solely heard one side. And I also don't like how Mia talked about her friend again, about Jacqueline.
What'd she say?
Well, remember she was like, "Ugh, yeah, she called me and blah, blah, blah." And then they pan to like an old clip of where Jacqueline's calling her to apologize and she doesn't even like acknowledge her.
Why is Jacqueline apologizing?
Well, because I mean, that's the thing. That's where you realize the relationship is skewed, because essentially Mia is in a position of power over Jacqueline. But we don't know if it's true.
Right, right.
We don't know if any of this is true. And plus, Candace had already said she doesn't even remember how she got to the shower that night. And then all of a sudden, when it comes up that they may have had a group four kiss, who knows? They're all hammered. They don't know what happened.
Nobody had a black eye.
Then the next thing is Ashley and Mia wearing the same jumpsuit. Who do you think wore it better?
I think they both wore it great, to be honest with you. I think Mia's such different body types. Mia's like tall and curvy and Ashley's so petite. I think they both look great. It made me literally get online and start looking at cat suits.
It made me, well, of course, you already wore one, which you're coming
back. I know,
back
but
to.
I have another interview. So I'm like, what's my third look going to be?
Naked.
Oh, you know, they have those naked dresses now. And I'm like,
oh, I know, with the belly buttons
I
in the
know.
Wrong place.
I'm like, I just got my own belly button. So maybe I'll just show that off.
Yeah, just, you know what? I think that's
I'll wear a crop
good.
Top. Yeah.
But I did think it was funny when, this is what I like about Ashley. She doesn't take herself too seriously. Like she's right. Like, you know what? It takes a certain kind of hoe to go online and purchase that naked ass lilac jumpsuit. And so the fact that hoes know hoes and we both picked this, like she just laughs at herself.
And then Mia. Was it Mia that said she's more like a garden snake and I'm a anaconda? I'm like, Mia always has to take it to the next level. Always.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you, if you had to look at one of their cookies, Mia's or Ashley's, who would it be?
Who do you think?
Ashley's.
Ashley. Yeah. Yeah. But here we go again. Another Sprinter van with a money gun. Not the money gun. I might have used a money gun this season.
Oh, I know. I had flashbacks of you sending me pictures.
I know. And I've never even seen one ever in my life. And there you'll see when the show comes out, like why I had one. And it's very fitting for the situation. But I'm like, ugh.
Cruz wanted a money gun for Christmas and he got one. He thinks it's cool to be like, shh.
I know. But then I got so annoyed because I'm a super clean person. And they're all sitting there talking. And there's the fake dollar bills everywhere. And I'm like, pick those up. You got
to
pick
but
them up.
But how jacked up to take a fake money gun? Like, if you're going to bring a money gun to a strip club, you should put one in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want fake money thrown at them.
Right. They throw some dollars on some strippers, though.
Yeah.
And those, I was very shocked to see, like, that they got clearance there at a strip club and how
but there was no music. We didn't hear music.
I know. And how much they showed of them.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was a fun scene minus, they were having I think maybe there was music and it was cut out because you can tell that the women, they're either drunk or they can't hear each other because they keep getting lost in the story.
There was music and I don't think it's, well, it was probably cleared music, but there was music when they were eating and I was having a hard time hearing them because the music was so loud.
Yeah, true. But then they get to the part where Robin's having fun. I like Robin this episode. Like, she's just kind of going for it. She's enjoying like her life. She's a good partier. You can tell that she's one of those people. She's a good drunk. It's not like she changes who she is.
Right.
Like, she's not, I mean, we're not the best drunks.
No, we're far from the best drunks.
She is a good drunk because, like, you could, like, she's even passed out on the way home, but like, she doesn't say anything stupid to anyone. She's not like, I'm like, wow, I want to be that way when I grow up.
Yeah. Well, stop after five and then you will. Five drinks, that is.
But then Ashley starts talking about Michael and how he isn't dating. And so she's not dating. And then Candace drops a bomb. Well, Michael was in his restaurant with another woman. And then Ashley kind of takes it and she doesn't even get emotional. She has no big reaction, which leads me to the next thing. Did she already know?
Probably. But considering getting back together with Michael, I just looked at her like, no.
I know.
No.
But I think
just stop thinking that. Just sit there, eat your steak and lobster with a little vajayjay and titties on the side. Don't get back with Michael.
Don't get back with Michael.
Do it.
But it's weird. When Candace dropped that information, I 1,000,000% believed her. Like, because I don't think she was doing it in a malicious way.
No,
I think she was doing it in a way like, I'm trying to help you out.
Yeah.
Like, whether Ashley knew or not, like, you can't go there because this is fact, versus where Charisse is trying to get us to believe that the grand dame was in some dirty ass bathroom getting bent over the Dyson hand dryer.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't fully make sense to me.
Well,
we don't know, but
they're really making her out to look bad. They're saying horrible things about her character. She's a married woman. To say that she sleeps around and gets drunk and all these things, like,
and hooks up with everybody, her driver.
I would not.
Oh, they also said that she lost her license. I don't know if they said that in the past, but like that,
I know,
a little nugget to share when she's not even there.
Yeah, it was like, wow, it's brutal. Like, the way these girls talk about each other is brutal. And that stuff is viral. And then you can imagine, like, all the shit they get on social media about it, all the trolls out there that, it's like.
Oh, I mean, what she says, Charisse also says, Charisse says Karen is known in Potomac to get drunk and fuck any that comes her way.
Oh, God. And that she's a complete liar, they said.
And that she's a liar.
Even
and
workers in the bathroom.
Yep. So.
I would not want to be on that franchise. They go after marriages. They go after careers. They go after character.
But you want to, like, be on Jersey? What do you think they go after there?
No, it's the different there. These girls are brutal. Jersey, like, I don't know.
Tamara.
No,
their entire last two seasons has been about other people's affairs on Jersey.
Well, then don't have an affair. So I don't feel like they're this bad. Like, every episode is about, you know, talking about somebody's husband or I don't know.
Then Mia says she talked to Gordon and he said most men who are older than their younger wives get to a point where they can no longer please their wives. So if they love their wife, they let them date. She thinks maybe Ray lets Karen do this.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
They've been married for a very long time. Like, and Karen's no spring chicken. She's slowing down too, I would imagine.
But remember, for a while, the relationship seemed really forced. And I don't know if our husbands couldn't perform, do you think they would be okay with us dating other men?
No,
no!
There's other things you can do. I don't know. I think that, so I have my, quotes of the episode.
Okay.
Drunken whore from No University.
That's a good one.
I don't remember who said it.
Giselle said it because
and then the other one,
Karen had called her a drunken whore from Hampton University who ended up in Sing Sing.
Oh, geez. If you can't climb the stairs, you can't climb Karen.
Who said that?
I didn't even hear it. I can't remember. I think it might have been Mia. I don't know. But next week we see Chris losing his shit. I'm like, no, Chris.
Well, that's it. We just had the...
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was overall a pretty good episode.
Come I enjoyed
back from
it.
Vacation, already stirring up some new drama.
I also want to know why Ashley's husband isn't filming at all. he seems enough like a star effer that like he still would want to be on
Michael
camera. Yeah, I mean he's being talked about regardless.
Didn't some shit go down with him in production and him?
Yeah, but he filmed the whole season after that.
Oh, he did. Okay. Yeah. Well, then there goes that theory. Maybe he just doesn't want to. Maybe she doesn't want him to.
What about how they?
I mean, he's no Lenny. That's for sure. Lenny's getting.
Oh my gosh, Lenny had a big shout out on one of the late night shows.
No,
I saw Lisa Hochstein posted it.
Oh, must not have been a good shout out then.
Yeah, no, it was. they were talking about like how amazing it was on Late Night with Seth Meyers, and they were talking about how amazing Peacock is and Miami, and how people are obsessed, and the most hated man out there is Lenny. And
congratulations, Lenny, you won a poll.
Lenny, cheers, buddy.
Should we do a poll? Who's the most hated house husband?
Okay. Here are our contestants. Drum roll, please. Number one, Lenny. Number two option, David Bedore. Third option, Michael Darby. Fourth option, Jim Edmonds.
There you go.
Fifth option, Brooks.
Oh, you're going to throw in a wild card.
We got to throw in a wild card. But what does it mean that most of these guys are from Orange County?
Well, just makes my husband look that much better.
So feel free to vote below and also submit who you despise the most of the house husbands and house boyfriends, because we love a poll of losers.
A little shady poll there.
All right. Thanks, you guys. We will get back to you later this week, and we will be recapping Miami and what else? Oh, Salt Lake.
Salt Lake reunion. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Talk to you then.
Bye.
Bye. The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top-quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab-tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD, that's TEAPOD, at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby. With a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.